It's a big world out there, but modern technology is making it smaller every day. You'll find out how as Chasm now presents Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 282-4154. And now, here's your host for today's show, Mike Tabak, and Chasm's Tech Talk.
All right, welcome into Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you. We got a great show for you. We're going to be talking with Bob Coates. He is, of course, of Bob Coates Photography. And we'll talk to him all about what's going on in the world of photography and with Bob Coates Photography. Throughout the program, we'll remind you of a couple of different websites you can go to for more information. One is bcphotography.com, BC for Bob Coates, bcphotography.com, and the other one is successful-photographer.com. And you can get great information, follow along with blog posts and things on there to see what Bob's been up to. So we'll take a quick break, get one of those out of the way. We'll come back, say hi, Bob.
Hi.
There you go.
Tech talk.
Now you know I wasn't lying. He's actually here. So you have time to run. 3 minutes, as a matter of fact. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Mike.
Welcome back in.
You never know what happens in the 3 minutes. Yeah.
I actually used the term pleasantly pleased.
And that's where I started the laughter.
Which is double the pleasantry.
There you go.
Welcome in now, Bob Coates from Bob Coates Photography. Good to have you in, Bob. But swing that thing around towards you a little bit there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little off.
I was going away.
You were going. Don't go away. Okay. Don't go away yet.
Do you like it better here, Mike?
I'll tell you what I'm done with you.
Cool.
You've been really, really busy. I saw you the other day at Soundbites. You do all those great photography or photos in the artwork as you go into the
Wall of Fame.
Yeah, the Wall of Fame. It's awesome in there. I love that. There's a just ever growing.
Yeah, they asked me to photograph the individual performers live during their performance, and then I create I create some artwork from it, and they go up on the Wall of Fame. So rather than have just a straight 8x10 publicity photo, it's got some more texture and art, and it's a lot of fun. I keep trying to do something a little bit different on every one, but now that we're up around number 85 that's on the wall, starting to run out of ideas. But then, each time I get in there, next little thing sneaks in, or I find a new technique or a new texture to play with. And so it's kind of fun. Nice fun art project, if you will.
It's very cool. It's neat to go in there and look at everything. It's really a unique way to display all the great acts and stuff that go through there and what you've been up to. But that just tells you how busy you are. That's one place I saw you. You've been running around like a maniac lately.
Yeah, I was in Sarasota, Florida, a little bit earlier. We met with the Lumix Luminaries. That's our, Panasonic's talent team for the mm-hmm. camera line. And all of us are, there's 17, I guess, because there's a couple of husband and wife teams that are working. And we basically travel around the country teaching photography, talking about the cameras. And usually it's more teaching the photography and teaching techniques and ideas. And, oh, by the way, this is the gear we use, which right. is one of the reasons why I didn't mind having Panasonic as a sponsor because, even when I first started with them, the cameras weren't up to snuff. And I said, well, what if I have to use a Canon for this job? He says, hey, if that's what you did, then you tell people that's what you did. You don't need to scream it from the rooftops, but
right.
but don't hide the fact or sneak around with it. And I was like, okay, these guys are straight up, and they want us to share solid information so people yeah. can become better photographers and better image makers.
And they're obviously focused in on making their product better. I always like to hear when somebody is really getting into a certain market. Like Panasonic and their cameras and stuff, and they're trying to get up to what the professionals use and really provide a professional camera at a lower price. It's nice to hear that they want to know when something isn't up to snuff, or they have improvements they can make.
Well, it's not just a lower price; it's also a lot lighter,
right?
And the gear being lighter. I mean, my pro setup is about 6 pounds, including 1, 2, 3, 4 lenses, and I can wear it in a little pouch. It's just really nice. Whereas on my other pro gear, when I was shooting with Canon, it was 6 pounds for a single body and a single lens.
Wow, okay.
And there was another 4 lenses to go with there, so the kit was totally different. So that's been a real help for me. You know, as you get older, you know, you need a little bit lighter stuff. But the nice part is that the quality is there.
Yeah.
I did a shoot for Hilton not too long ago, and they're very picky about their stuff. I mean, they, you know, if you send it in wrong, they're like, sorry, this is not acceptable for the Hilton line. Just did a shoot for Sedona Real, and Rob over there, you know, is pretty picky about his images, and he's been coming. We've been working together for, I guess, about 10 years. Updating their friend. They're constantly updating their property, and as they update the property, change the colors, change the bedding, change, you know, add amenities like the dog park and things like that. They need nice images of them to help sell them to people coming in.
Interesting. You know, the beauty of having somebody like yourself locally that, you know, I don't think a lot of local businesses maybe realize, or they haven't taken advantage of this yet, but when things change, your business changes a little bit, you update things a little bit, you want a more current look, then you can bring Bob back in and get all new imagery for your marketing, for your websites, all that stuff again, and keep things fresh.
Absolutely. While I was in Sarasota, you know, meeting with the luminaries, we got exposed to 3 new cameras.
Wow, they're busy, huh?
Apparently. Well, they're working a lot of different lines. You know,
yeah.
One of the cameras was, it's about the size of a cigar butt.
Wow.
And it does 1080, you know, does HD video, but it's wearable. So it's a little camera you can strap onto your head so you can get point of view video or pull stills from it while you're working. If you want to share ideas, okay, here's how I'm, you know, if you want to teach photography, or there's actually a lot of, you know, if you want to do videos of the point of view of snowboarding or skating or whatever it is, it's kind of a cool little thing. I haven't had a chance to play with it too much yet. I just got mine when we were in Sarasota. Then they also have a new camera that's got a lot of the specs of the flagship camera, which is the GH4. This is called the G7. It's a lot less expensive, but it's built on a plastic body, but it has amazing features. You can do a full 360-degree panoramic in camera, and the stitching has been upgraded from the cameras that started the in-camera panoramic stuff. So they've worked out some of the algorithm bugs that occasionally would leave you some lines and things. And that camera's with, depending upon what lens you want with it, runs between $800 and $1,100. And it's got some pretty good specs to it.
Yeah.
And then they came out with this camera that's about the size of a phone, of, you know, like an iPhone or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's got the full size chip that we have in the main camera. So it's a 16 megapixel chip. And they put Leica glass in front of it. And, oh, by the way, you can make phone calls with it, too.
Really?
So they've, you know, taken the idea that people are using their phones for making images. And they've upgraded that immensely. So
interesting.
Now, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of people like what they get on their iPhones and their Androids and stuff. And there's some great images for capturing some stuff. But this is like a whole nother step up.
Yeah.
Because the size of the chip makes a difference in this case, and also the kind of glass that's used to grab the image from the world.
Interesting, but, you know, it only makes sense that as we start to use our phones less and less for talking and more for everything else, that we would start to focus on those and have the phone part be the secondary piece, you know?
Well, when they came out and says, yes, and this is a phone too, and I was like, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, as much as you're seeing the phones being used for more video and things like that, or cameras and stuff, why not make the camera a phone instead of the phone a camera.
Well, they've now done it. And, you know, the basic idea there is that, you know, there's an age-old question, what's the best camera to capture a photograph, you know, especially on the fly?
Yeah.
The one that you have with you.
Right.
and is it not easier to have one that's, you know, kind of stuck on your belt?
Right.
But that still has, you know, some major quality. I haven't actually been able to shoot with this one yet. I haven't got a copy of it yet. But from what I understand from some of the other luminaries, that it's a pretty good, pretty cool little tool to be working with.
Interesting. Boy, that would have to just make it so much easier. Because I know you don't go anywhere without seeing something. I mean, you're always got an eye open for the next image, trying to capture something. And you know, unless you want to walk around with cameras hanging off of your neck and stuff, you got you.
But actually, that's not too bad. The camera that I have here has been hanging on my neck or on my shoulder for a while now. This is the FZ-1000. It has a 25 to 400 millimeter lens that's built in.
Yeah.
So it's part of the package. It does 4K video, which means you can pull an 8 megapixel still from your 4K images, and has a 4K photo mode. So it sets the camera so that you can pull the stills out, so they don't have any rolling shutter on them, so they don't bend. You know, sometimes if you try and pull stills from video, because they want to overlap them in order to make the video smooth and really look good.
Right.
Now they take it and they make the shutter speed just a little bit faster, and that allows the frames to be separated better. And I did it with, you know, hummingbirds.
Oh, wow.
And set the camera at, like, you know, 3/200th of a second at, you know, ISO 3200, and freezing the birds in lots of different positions in video. So, you know, because I don't know if you've ever tried to photograph a hummingbird, but them little suckers are fast.
They move pretty good.
They rock on.
Wow, that's amazing now that you know, the things you're capable of doing at such an easier pace, too, that, you know, instead of having to sit there and take hundreds of photos hoping to capture the right one, now you run the video, go back through, and pick out what you like.
And, when we talked about this 10 years ago, someday we're going to shoot video and pull our stills for video. And I was like, I don't want to look through thousands of images to decide which single image that I want to have. I want to take the image I want to take. And then once I've started doing it, because Panasonic said, hey, Bob, you need to figure out why this is cool and show people why it's cool, I started doing it. And basically you play the video through, and where you think it's getting about right, then you just pause there, and then you can step it through one frame at a time. Look, the wings are there. Okay, save that one as a photo. Step. Save that one as a photo, especially with hummingbirds, because you're getting a lot of movement, a lot of options, you know, through a thing. And the really cool part is it's got a built-in Wi-Fi, so I sat at my breakfast table looking out the window at the feeder with the camera on a tripod outside. And as I saw on the iPad, because I have access, I can control the camera from my iPad, see what the camera sees. So I'm, you know, eating my cereal and then look down and say, oh, look, there's a hummingbird there. Start the video. Oh, hummingbird's going away. Stop the video. Oh, the lights changed. The sun's come and gone. Oop, change that. And, you know, all while having breakfast, able to capture that and then go back through and pick the images that I wanted out of it and pull them into stills.
That's incredible.
And that camera only weighs 2.5 pounds.
Jeez. All that and the quality of the images and stuff is just incredible. It really is. We got to take a break. We get one of those out of the way. We'll talk to you a bit more about what else you've been up to.
Been off in Atlanta judging images for Professional Photographers of America.
Okay, that would be a good one. We'll talk with more Bob Coates. Bob Coates Photography, our guest today on Tech Talk. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. There it is. My voice is failing me the last day or so. So we're going to have Bob's going to stay and do my job for the rest of the day, right?
I'm afraid I've got a few appointments.
Got a thing. All right, well, just stay and do your job for the next 15 minutes or so, and we'll do that. The Atlanta, the Professional Photographers Association. That what is it?
Professional Photographers of America.
Of America, okay.
Basically, it's one of the the oldest photographic association in the world, or at least in the country. About 150 years old, I think they celebrated an anniversary a year or two ago. Been helping photographers for that long. It's now 28,000 strong.
Jeez.
And every year we do what they call the International Photographic Competition, the IPC. And I'm one of the affiliated jurors, or actually we're now called the PPA-approved jurors. There's 45 jurors, 7 juror chairs, a bunch of image handlers and tech people because what happens is they now stream our judging live. So the members can kind of really get in and get the information. So what people are trying to do is they're trying to earn merits. And then a merit is a certain score the number of judges saying, hey, this is an above average image for an above average photographer. That's kind of the definition of a merit. So as the people get their merits and part of their service thing, they get a certain number, and then they can work toward getting their artist degree, their master artist degree, and, have another recognition. And it basically is something to work toward. And even though I have all my degrees, I still enter the imaging competition every year to push myself to,
Oh, cool, got to keep it sharp.
You do. And things are changing so fast. And one of the beauties of being a juror is getting in there and seeing what's happening new. And you really get super exposed. So we were 4 full days, 8 hours a day, either on jury panels or individually critiquing images. So in that 4-day period, we judged 5,200 images and did over 1,500 critiques for the individual images for the makers, so they could say, okay, here's where you were, here's where you might have fallen down, here's where it could have been improved, here's some possibilities, here's why you didn't quite make a merit. Now, helping people out.
Yeah.
And it's,
boy, that is a full-timer right there.
It's very intense.
Yeah.
I took all my cameras with me.
Mm-hmm.
I did not make a single image. I didn't take all my cameras, but I took 4 cameras with me, and I never actually took a single image the entire time. I was, it's so intense because we got off the plane. They brought us in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're setting up things for the next day, 8 o'clock the next morning. We're in the chairs, starting to judge, going through till 6 o'clock that night. The following morning, we're up at 8 o'clock, doing the critiques from 8 to 11. Have a little break for lunch from noon to 9 p.m. We were judging images the next morning. It's 9 o'clock to 6, and it was really intense.
Wow. It's amazing how much goes into that stuff, And you don't realize how big something like that is. It's not something you hear about all the time, You don't, unless you're in photography or a part of that, you don't know that something like that's going on. That's neat.
Yeah. And it's probably one. I mean, there's a lot of photo competitions around the country and around the world, where people are trying to do rights grabs from photographers. You need to read those. If you do get into photo competitions, you want to read those rules, because sometimes just by your entering your image in the thing, it says, hey, we can, whether you win a prize or not, we can use this for whatever we want and make money from it.
Yeah.
So just be aware that, that you retain all rights and that they can only use it for promotion of the actual event. And of course, with PPA, they're, with professional photographers, so they're not going to, grab our images and go do stuff with them, although
right.
We do give them permission to use it for marketing PPA and the competition.
Mm-hmm.
The cool part about the whole thing is I really learned so much because number one, you're being exposed to all kinds of new imagery.
Mm-hmm.
You're being exposed to all different levels of imagery from, mediocre images to some, oh my goodness,
yeah.
I can't believe that was done. I would have been proud to do that. I have no idea how that happened. And so you get exposed to that, and then you talk about it. There's 6 panels on a jury. And there's usually five panels working for, you know, a long period of time, and then the jury chairs are watching out. So the way the system works is the image comes up, everybody gives it thumbs up or thumbs down in this particular case, and that at any time, if any juror disagrees with the panel's verdict, they can say, hey, wait a minute, I challenge that. I think this is a merit, and here's why. X, 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 you know, follow your things. Then each juror, in turn, gives their idea and says, well, you know, I think it's not a merit because of X and X. This happened, that happened. And then once it comes around, then the original challenging juror has a chance to rebut or go, whoa, you're right. I was excited when it came around because it had so much impact. I missed those things that you guys saw. So it's a pretty intense system.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the fairest systems for getting feedback to the makers.
Right.
And then, of course, the makers can also say, hey, you know what? After this is all done, I want you to give me critique on that. And then one of those jurors will be sitting there with an image in some software, and they'll have their image up on the screen and talk them through it and say, okay, well, you could have finished this a little bit more here. This was really good because your composition was great, but it fell down because, you know, the image quality wasn't there, or, you know, it was had some noise, or you know, whatever the case may be.
Interesting. Boy, it's neat to know, though, that especially where you're concerned, being a professional photographer, that there is an industry standard that you're trying to go beyond all the time. You're always trying to be a step ahead, and you're always trying to test yourself and your wares to make sure that you're at the best that your game can possibly be. You know?
Yeah, and I ended up doing okay. I entered eight images myself. Seven of the eight went to Murat.
Oh, wow.
Two of them continued on. Now, there's another panel that happens after an image is given a merit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's judged for the loan collection.
Right.
And now at least seven photographers who are, you know, part of this panel will be there, and a majority of them have to say that it belongs in the loan collection. And two of my images went into the loan collection in addition to scoring merit. So,
wow.
So it was pretty
not bad.
Pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to, you know, sharing those with everybody once some other things are going on. I'll try and get them out there and show them everybody what's going on.
Very cool. Folks, go to bcphotography.com, and you can follow along with what Bob Coates is up to by going to successful-photographer.com. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and wrap up on the other side. Stay tuned. Welcome back in. It is Tech Talk, 780 KACM. We've been talking with Bob Coates today on Tech Talk, and you can go and get more information by going to his websites. Now, BC Photography, of course, is more or less your commercial side of things, what you do for a living.
Correct.
And you've got great imagery on there that people can look at and see what it is that you do when you photograph people, places, and like, what does it look?
Make people, places, and products
look, products, thank you.
Look better than good.
Better good. See, I remember the tagline, look better than good. I just people, places, and things, but it's not, it's products.
Yeah, and then if people are interested in learning about photography, photography ideas, the cameras and stuff, that's successful-photographer.com.
Successful-photographer.com. Can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing your journeys and stuff with us. Always a pleasure.
A pleasure as always. I bow to you.
Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography. Go to bcphotography.com. Thanks for joining us, folks.
You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Here on KAZM. Join us each week as we learn about the latest technological innovations affecting all of our day-to-day lives. Join us again next Wednesday at this time for Tech Talk.